It's possible to listen to God's voice all through the day without interrupting your regular activities in any way. The part of your mind that the truth lives in the part of your mind that the truth lives in, there's a part of your mind that has only the truth. The part of your mind that has only the truth is in constant communication with the Creator all the time. So there's a part of your mind that's in constant communication with the Creator all the time. There's a part of your mind that's in constant communication with the Creator all the time. There's a part of your mind that's in constant communication with love all the time. There's a part of your mind that's constantly in communication with love. There's a part of your mind that's constantly in communication with your guidance. There's a part of your mind that is constantly communicating with your higher self. There's a part of your mind that's constantly communicating with God. Whether you are aware of it or not. Now, it's the other part of your mind that functions in the world and obeys the world's laws. That's the part that's constantly distracted, disorganized, and highly uncertain. There's another part of your mind that functions in the world, and that's the part of your mind that obeys the laws of the world. And the part of your mind that obeys the laws of the world is constantly distracted. The part of your mind that listens to the world is constantly distracted, constantly disorganized, and highly uncertain. So one part of your mind is in constant communication with love and God and peace all through the day. And there's another part of your mind that's constantly distracted, disorganized, and highly uncertain because it's obeying what you learn from the world. Now, the part of your mind that's listening to the voice for the truth is calm, always at rest, and is wholly certain. It's really the only part of your mind that really exists. It's the part that is always rested and totally certain. So there's a part of your mind that is totally rested and totally certain. There's a part of your mind that is totally rested and totally certain. There's a part of your mind that is totally rested and totally certain. It's really the only part there is. Now the other part, Lord have mercy. The other part is a wild illusion. You can always tell a wild illusion because a wild illusion is frantic and distraught. So part of your mind is wholly certain and totally rested, and then there's another part of your mind that is frantic and distraught. But it doesn't have any reality of any kind. So to try today not to listen to the part of your mind that is totally distraught and totally frantic. Stop listening to the part of your mind that is totally distraught and totally frantic. Stop listening to the part of your mind that is totally distraught and totally frantic. Stop listening to the part of your mind that is totally frantic. Stop listening to the part of your mind that's totally frantic. Stop listening to the part of your mind that's distraught. Stop listening to the part of your mind that's distraught. Try to identify with the part of your mind where stillness and peace rule. It's time to start identifying with the part of your mind where peace rules, instead of identifying with the part of your mind that's constantly distraught and frantic. Try to hear God's voice call to you lovingly, and you can tell when a voice is calling to you lovingly, because a voice that's calling to you lovingly is going to say, you know that your Creator hasn't forgotten you. You know your Creator hasn't forgotten you. You know your Creator hasn't forgotten you. You know your Creator hasn't forgotten you. Come on, man. You know love hasn't forgotten you. You know that God hasn't forgotten you. That's what the loving part of your mind tells you. Don't you know that God hasn't forgotten you? So we will need at least just a few minutes. Will y'all work with me with this for a few minutes? What we're going to do is we're going to actually try to hear God's voice. You're going to try to hear the voice of your guidance. And you can tell when you're listening to the voice of your guidance, because the voice of your guidance will be reminding you of God. It will be reminding you of love, and it will be reminding you of yourself. So your real voice will be reminding you of yourself. Your real voice reminds you of your real self. Your real voice reminds you of your real self. Now we will approach this happiest, holiest of thoughts with confidence, knowing that if we approach what we're about to do in confidence, it just means we are joining our will to the will of God right now. We are joining our will to the will of love right now. We are joining our will to the will of the truth right now. So God wants you to hear God's voice. Your Creator really does want you to hear His voice. Your Creator really does want you to hear His voice, because your Creator gave you His voice to be heard. I'm going to give you my voice because I'm giving you my voice to be heard. I'm giving you my voice because I'm giving you my voice to be heard. I'm giving you my voice. I'm giving you my voice to be heard. I want you to try to hear my voice. It's going to remind you of yourself. And when you take a moment to be reminded of yourself, you're taking a moment to experience the happiest and holiest thought. And the happiest, holiest thought is a thought about you. So I want you to listen in deep silence. Be very still, be very still, be very still, be very still. Open your mind. I know it's a little rusty. Come on, come on. You can... Open your mind. Okay, you opened your mind?
Yeah.
Some of y'all need a blowtorch. Okay, here we go. I want you to go past all the raucous shrieks and sick imaginings. I want you to look, you opened your mind, now you're looking at your rock. Here's a raucous shriek. You no good son of a gun, I tried to trust you and you done it to me again. A raucous shriek. Go past the meaningless, sick imaginings. Oh my God, I think my back hurt. Look, I think I'm not feeling as good as I'm gonna go past the sick imaginings. Go past the raucous shrieks that cover your real thoughts. These thoughts just cover up your real thoughts. Your fearful, angry, upsetting thoughts just cover up your real thoughts. And that hides your eternal link with God. What's hiding your link with your Creator, what's hiding it are all the raucous streaks and sick imaginings that you have in your closed mind. So you just opened your mind, you're going past your negative thoughts, you're going past your fearful thoughts, and you're progressing to the thoughts that are behind them. And those thoughts that are behind your fearful thoughts are the thoughts that link you with love. The thoughts behind your limiting thoughts are the thoughts that link you with freedom. The thoughts that link you with freedom are right behind the thoughts that are limiting. The thoughts that are limiting are in your closed mind. So open your mind and walk past all the raucous shrieks and sick imaginings that hide your eternal link with God. Sink deep into the peace that waits for you. Oh, just dive in. Pew! Sink deep into the peace. Sink deep into the peace. Sink deep into the peace. Sink deep into the peace that waits for you. Beyond your frantic, riotous thoughts. Right beyond the sights and sounds of this insane world. Right beyond the sights and sounds of this insane world, your thoughts of peace and prosperity wait for you. You don't live here. You don't live here. You don't live